should Northern Ireland have lower benefits than richer parts of the UK? That's what a think tank wants to see. It's proposing the benefit cap being lowered outside London and the southeast of England. Benefit cap sits at £26,000 a year. The Policy Exchange wants that lowered in most of the UK. So in other words, you wouldn't get as much benefit. Some of you might think people even close to 26 grand a year, too much. The Belfast councillor, Ross Brown from the Green Party, is with us. Good morning to you, Ross.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And Steve Hughes from Policy Exchange. Explain this to us then, Steve. Why should there not be equality across the board?
So I think the basic outline of the policy is the fact that this benefit cap was introduced. It's introduced so that any household that was out of work couldn't receive more in welfare payments or benefit payments than a household that was in work. And to apply that to the entirety of the UK, a figure of median income was come up with of £26,000. Now, the problem is that it doesn't really create work incentives outside of those high living cost areas or high income cost areas. And in an ideal world, you'd have a benefit system or a cap that reflects living costs or housing costs in every region or locality of the UK. That's not necessarily feasible. It's a complex system to introduce. So what we've suggested is that there's two rates. There's a higher rate cap for London and the South East, where housing costs and incomes are higher, and one other cap for the rest of the UK.
Ross?
Well, Stephen, just to begin with, I'd like to congratulate the campaigners in Fermanagh on the success they've had on the issue of fracking. But in terms of the issue of the benefit cap, and there's two real components that are being capped as a result of the benefit cap, and one of them is housing benefit, and the second one is child benefit. And actually, in terms of housing benefit, there's a variation there anyway in terms of what you will receive based on the housing costs. So in terms of the other side of the benefit cap, the child benefit side, actually Northern Ireland, on average, it is more expensive to raise a child in Northern Ireland than England, Wales and Scotland. But on principle, overall, the idea of an arbitrary cap, I don't think is a solution either, because what we're essentially doing with the benefit system is setting all the system up of benefits that, you know, we are evidently saying, or supposedly saying, that it's giving some families excessive entitlements, and then we're attempting to right the wrong with a cap. And if you were starting from scratch, that surely wouldn't be the approach that you would take. And very shortly, of course, the government is going to be starting from scratch. So I think, you know, if there is a view on the maximum reasonable level of benefit for entitlement for people, then surely it should be designed within the system. And I think the key problem...
Not a broad brushstroke. Presumably there would be some people... Well, not presumably at all. There are some people out working that don't get anywhere close to 26 grand.
Well, the thing about the benefits, actually, the benefit system, is that it's reflective of the fact that if you are in work and say you have children, you're likely to receive some benefits as well, such as working tax credits and child benefit as well. So maybe if you're a single person like myself, I wouldn't receive anywhere close to 26 grand. But this is reflective for people, you know, who have larger families. And I think one of the key problems with this here is that we're impacting on children. And actually, Northern Ireland is the UK region with the highest percentage of households with children.
So Steve Hughes, what would you cut us to here in Northern Ireland?
So what we've said is that the benefit cap should be, in the rest of the country, in the lower cap area, should be 90% of that in the rest of the UK. So if the UK, the rest of it, so if the London and South East cap stays at £26,000, that means the cap in Northern Ireland and everywhere else outside London and the South East would be about £23,500, which is still above the average income for a household within Northern Ireland as well. And just to pick up on a couple of points that Ross has made there, I mean, he's right in the sense that, you know, there are variations with family construction across the UK. There are variations in housing costs, which are part of the benefit system as well. But where I probably disagree with him is the fact that he's saying, well, you know, if you were designing it from scratch, you wouldn't necessarily have this benefit cap. Well, the fact is that we have this welfare state that's been in place for 60, 70 years. It's been changed repeatedly by increment. And I think it's fair, there's a fairness aspect to this of saying to out-of-work households, we will cap your benefits at this level, so you're not gaining more than an in-work household
okay.
would.
Okay.
As I say. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, we're just running out of time. But Steve, thank you very much. Ross, thank you. Good morning to you. Here's Paul in Tandragee. Morning to you, Paul.
Morning, Stephen. How's things?
Go ahead, Paul.
Stephen, where do I sign up for these benefits? Because I would quit work tomorrow because that'll be a 10 grand pay rise for me. Why should I work every hour that I get and doing overtime and working weekends when I could get 26 grand a year and I could sit at home and I could listen to you all day long?
Well, you're trying to suggest what? The people on benefits don't want to work, because that's not true. I guess some of them maybe don't want to work, but remember that the benefits could hit you.
Stephen, I tell you, I'm not on a big wage. My wife's not on a big wage, and we don't.
But what are you trying to say?
I think the problem is there's too much benefits, and everybody knows someone who's swinging the lead when it comes to benefits. Everybody's getting on it.
But you don't know anybody that's on benefits that genuinely needs it, that it's a genuine lifeline for.
The problem is, and it's been well documented, you have the people who genuinely need it are turned around and refused it because there's out of every seven people that are on, 10 people that are on it, there's probably seven don't need to be on half of what they need to be on. I think the problem is the benefit system's far, far too easy. It's become a wage to people. I think, yes, if you have someone who's got an illness or an incapacity, more than capable of getting benefits.
Well, what if, because, you know, in more recent times, put this into the spotlight, what if quite simply and quite effortlessly you lose your job through no fault of your own?
Stephen, I have been in this thing, and you know something? The problem is people have too much pride. A lot of people... will sit at home and they'll go, and I know people that have lost their jobs to the building industry and they're going, I was on this level of work before, I will not do that because that's beneath me. If you want work, there's work out there. That's the simple reason. I've never not been a day without work. I've done everything from deliver parcels to work in farms to stack shelves to clean cars. If you want work, there's work out there. And I could go out tomorrow and I could get another job the following day. If you want work, there's work out there. It's just the problem is people in this country, they're too proud, and then you get the whole thing.
Right, so the increase in unemployment over recent years because of the recession has actually been down to laziness. There's been no legitimacy to people losing their jobs and not being able to get one.
If you want to work, there's work out there. I can tell you now, there's a job in our place that it's a dirty old job, money's not too high.
So how do you explain the fact that unemployment went through the roof in recent years?
Because, yes, there's been a big gut load of people, but those people, yes, out of work is a temporary thing. Out of work is not a permanent thing. You can have a spike. If you want work, you might be out of work a couple of months, and that's when benefits comes in. Right, 6 months. Within 6 months, if you're not back to work, you know, we'll cut it back a wee bit, make you a bit more hungry for work. If you want to go, you can pick potatoes, you can go and pick vegetables, you can go and work on a farm, you can go and clean cars. There's always work out there. There is always work out there, Stephen, and that's what people... The problem is people just nowadays have got too proud and they won't do whatever it takes to feed their family because you know why? There's 26 grand a year sitting coming in from benefits. Why should I work in a farm and pick strawberries when I can, for, you know, £150 a week, when I can get £200 a week from the brew?
Yeah, there would be very few people who would get 26 grand a year. That's the maximum cap, depending on how many people you have in your